All right, so we're still all learning. One thing we learned is how to make the microphone louder. I think that's great. So we made progress. We're still in the same session, basically. So we really didn't really have a break now. And we're continuing with in this area of self-hosted, like, or hosting stuff with the project Eileen, which is about self-hosted digital islands. And Ryan Gibb is going to present about this. So a round of applause for Ryan, please, and enjoy the talk.
Thank you. Is the mic working? Yeah, that seems to be working. All right. I am going to give you a talk on this project called Eileen, which means island in Scottish Gaelic. And the reason for that is it's about your digital island. So basically, the problem I see is our digital lives are increasingly fragmented across many centralized online services. This model concentrates power, leaving us with minimal technical control over our personal data and online identities. The long-term permanence of these platforms is uncertain, and their commercial incentives are often misaligned with their users, which this RFC from Mark Nottingham kind of goes into a little bit more. And a solution that I propose for this is inverting this model. Instead of centralizing our data in these proprietary silos, let's centralize our presence under our own control using open federated services. We describe digital islands, or Eileens, which are self-hosted hubs for an individual or community's online presence. By hosting these services ourselves, we regain our autonomy and control in the internet. So Eileen is a project designed to simplify the creation and management of these digital islands. The core idea is to parameterize a complete operating system deployment by a domain name and a set of services that we want to run. This allows us to easily deploy our own instance of such services. For example, Matrix, Mastodon, email, CalDAV for calendaring, a VPN, things I'm sure you're all familiar with. How many people are